At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Two things that bothered me from the Germany game, BT, that have nothing to do with the result of the Giants.
Let me guess. One, it was at 9:30, and two, it was in Germany. Besides that, nothing. What do you got?
Well, number one would be Rich Eisen. Yes. And I'm not trying to pick on Rich. He seems like a nice guy. I was a fan of his. But, like, enough, dude. He's not a good play-by-play guy. And all he cares about is the crowd singing the songs, whatever song that they're... Oh, he's in this
John
great...
Denver song.
Yeah, well, whatever. All the songs that... Yeah, there's a
Take
commercial.
Me
there.
Home. Yeah.
It's not even that there was other songs that they were singing, too. I forget them because guess what? I don't care about them. I'm trying to watch a football game. If I wanted to go to a concert or watch a concert, I'd do so. I'd put on the Billy Joel DVD or whatever I have. Like, I don't need, like, Rich, oh, Germany here, this is what they do. Not to mention his one-liners, oh, hello, Newbin. Like, okay, dude, Seinfeld, you're a Seinfeld fan. Yay, congratulations. Like, nobody else makes those jokes. You're so funny. It's really, you chose the wrong profession, really. You should have been a comedian. Like, I mean, come on, dude. Should have been
a screenwriter.
Yeah, exactly. Just do the game. So that's number one. Like, he's more excited about, nobody here, I can assure you, nobody in America gives a crap where that game was being played, whether it's Germany, London, wherever it may be. I'm watching it because we care about the Giants and because it's on.
Yep.
It's a football game that's on. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if you saw this. Hoff. Hoff was with the Giants in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, now Hoff, I told you this years ago. Years ago, I tried to give you some advice on this. You pay attention to his social media?
Yeah, I see it.
He's doing these videos, which is a good idea, right? You should be doing videos. Yeah. You're in Germany.
Get yourself out there
Exactly. Sure. Get yourself out there. You know, get yourself on camera, whatever. Post these things. And he posts videos of himself while in Germany. And yet, I can't see Germany, but I could see directly up your nose. Dude, what is with your... When you're doing those self videos or whatever it is, you got to come up with a better angle.
No, think about the strategy on that. It's so annoying that you have to watch.
No, it's so annoying that I want to throw my phone. I'm sitting here watching going, Hoff, what are you doing? I told you this years ago. Bad angle.
I take the opposite of Kevin Weeks. Whenever Kevin Weeks breaks a story, he does his eyes and above and whatever his backdrop is, and he says, oh, you know, Igor Shesterkin might be getting this type of contract. I do the opposite. I get my face and a little bit of whatever's behind me.
And it's all up the nose. I mean, it's a horrible... Dude, come on. You were second to Rich Eisen, though. I'll tell you that. He bothered me the most.
You get this on these other games here. It is what it is. And Warren is good. Kurt Warner's great, but, you know, he's not great with Rich. And they do this more and more. They take people who are studio, and Rich is a great studio host, but they just shove it down our throat or up our nose, either one.
BT and Sal, the Fan. Please change the angle. I'm begging you.
I said that to him this morning. He's like, nah, it's a good angle.
You don't really think it's a good angle, do you?
I think it's a good strategy for me right now.
Well,
it's, you know, like I could see in your mouth and up your nose. I don't want to see that.
Someone complimented me that I don't have a lot of nose hair, so I feel good about that.
Well, one thing we'll know about this next time he's on a trip with the, if he's ever doing any drugs, we'll know because it will be right up the nostrils. No, he's clean. He's good.
Ed is in Marlboro. What's up, Ed?
Eddie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a Giant fan since the Polo Ground, so I've been watching them a long time. I think the problem with the Giants right now is their general manager. I mean, look at the drafts he's had.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hardly any of the guys are still playing.
Joe Shane has not distinguished himself very much at all. He has not. He bombed on Neil and with Kayvon. And there's other examples of misses. And there was a few decent hits for sure, but he has not had a powerful drafting history.
But what's his few hits? I don't see them. I mean, I watch another game, another team, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, they drafted him in the third round. The guy's, you know, killing it, right? We never have that in our game. Yeah, they drafted him in the first round or whatever.
Well, I mean, the top picks for Joe Shane have not, and thank you for the call. Every general manager, and this is only year three with him, every general manager is going to have some hits and some misses. I saw Bobby Skinner, who does the Talking Giants pod. A huge Giant fan. I saw him tweet this out, and I thought it was an interesting thing to look at. Giants top 10 players in year three of Joe Shane. Now, this is his opinion.
Okay.
But he's as in tune with the Giants.
I can already tell you where he's going, how many were actually drafted by Shane.
Okay, or brought in. It's not just drafted.
True.
Okay, so Dexter Lawrence, yep, Gettleman.
Not his, 0 for 1.
Andrew Thomas,
not
Gettleman.
Not his, 0 for 2.
Malik Nabers.
1 for 3.
Brian, and I still hated that pick. It's not Nabers, but I hated that pick. They should have taken a quarterback or trade down. Brian Burns.
2 for 4.
It's a Shane trade.
Yep.
Okereke. Shane,
3
Shane
for 5.
Free agency.
Yep, good sign.
Thibodeau. Shane draft. Now, you could argue with Bobby's take here, but... I mean, Thibodeau is, when he's healthy...
He's good.
Now
he's good.
The issue that you and I had with him is that he didn't live up to that elite top edge rusher status that you would take with the fifth overall pick or whatever it was.
Yeah,
the issue. It's not that he's not a serviceable
player. Oh, for sure.
Player.
No, it's not a whiff like Neil. No.
Kayvon's got
some real attributes. I wish he was a little more well-rounded.
Right.
But he's certainly solid. I mean, can you make a case he may be overdrafted based on his body of work so far? Maybe. But, I mean, he's good enough to at least justify,
And either way, remember what this is. This is a list of one person. Now, again, he does a Talking Giants podcast. He's in tune with the Giants, diehard Giant fan, Bobby Skinner, given his 10 top players overall. Not draft pick, 10 top players. So Thibodeau's on there. Darius Slayton was Gettleman draft.
That was definitely Gettleman, yep.
Illuminor.
3 for 6. That's here. Shane.
Free agency. Right. Tyrone Tracy, who, by the way, is
good
a
pick
stud.
Good pick. He is terrific.
Did you see him crying yet? You know, he fumbled yesterday in overtime, obviously. He was on the sideline, head down, basically praying, like, please don't let this cost us. It did. He was emotional. He had to put the towel over his head.
He's a beast. He's a good player. And he cares. I'll take it.
That's exactly
nice.
Right. Love it. And by the way, it's not his fault. Yeah, he fumbled. That's not why the Giants lost the game. Shouldn't even have been to overtime. But Tracy is a stud. So Shane draft. And the last one, Wandale Robinson. Shane draft.
Yeah, that was definitely Shane. That was his first one, right?
That I'm not sure. I forget the exact
timeline. Didn't they pick him? Where did he go? To Kentucky, Wandale Robinson? Was he Kentucky?
I don't know, but he's been a good player for him.
He's been okay.
Now, the big omission here, or not omission, but it's just like we don't have a quarterback. Like, that's the issue. That he hasn't, like, he didn't select his quarterback, and I guess you could say, well, he extended Daniel Jones. Yeah, but how much of that was him versus how much of that was ownership? And I would think that it's at the very least 50-50, if not 80-20 or 60-40, whatever percentage, leaning in favor of ownership, making him extend Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to judge. I don't think Joe Shane has done a bad job. I mean, he hasn't been great, but it's year three. Like, can you really evaluate a general manager and all his draft picks in two and a half years on the job?
No, you can't. I think that's a little bit quick, unless it's just colossal gaffe, and it's not that for Shane. It's some hits in there. We just went through some of the names there. Whether it's drafting or trading for whatever it might be, or just signing off a free agency. I think that the only thing that complicates this is, all right, they're not going to win many games this year. Last year was rough. This year is rougher. You know, you're going to probably, hopefully, next year starting a rookie. Next year is going to be rough. Like, it just kicks it down the road. I'm not saying that it requires patience that we usually don't have here. Like, that's an inordinate amount of patience.
And nor have the owners had patience before.
But I think they're trying to break that cycle. Like, I think they're hell-bent on breaking that.
Which I still think would be the right thing. All right.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.